The time is 11:31, and let me go ahead and share my screen. All right, let me see. Can y'all see my screen?
Yes.
Thank you. So before I get started really quickly, I just want to point out our social medias that are on here. For those of you who are new and just joining us, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter, especially our Instagram, because we post upcoming events on campus, not just stuff that SGA is doing, but other organizations on campus. If you're an organization, we can help you promote your events on our social media and stuff like that. Also, now more than ever, it's extremely important for you to join us on Get Involved. Our agendas and minutes will be posted there, as well as the Zoom links for all of our meetings. So I know a lot of people were confused because they didn't get the email, but from this point forward, your Zoom links will be on Get Involved, so you can just click there and join us through there. Let me know if you have any questions. So we're gonna start off with our guest speaker. Again, for those of you who are new here, traditionally our guest speaker is the sponsor of our SGA meeting, and as usual, the Alumni Association is sponsoring our first SGA meeting of the semester. They're going to kick us off. We have Carrie Hill talking today.
Hello everyone, how are you? I'm glad to be here today. Thank you. I wanted to get us launched today, so as Pidda said, we like to traditionally sponsor the first meeting. Now, if we were together, you know, all together in one space, you would have cookies and snacks of all delectable treats. But I promise you that next time we meet in person, I got you. We're gonna bring it that way. And if you will watch your mail, you may receive a random treat from us that way. But I really wanted to just take a few minutes to just tell you that we are so proud of you. You are our next generation of alumni. Students are, and especially you guys, you guys are the leaders of campus now, which means that you're going to be the leaders of our alumni and our alumni association coming up. And so what you guys offer and what you do is not lost on us at all. And so you will be a part of, we have over 73,000 alumni, and you get to be a part of that. And we are rallying around you guys. The alumni office, and I'm sorry, and I actually didn't even really tell you who I am and who else we have here. Let me stop and do that right now. So as Pidda said, my name is Carrie Hill, and I get to be the director of alumni engagement here for the University of Houston Clear Lake. And we also have among us here today, Reggie Jones.
Hey, good morning. I'm the senior coordinator of alumni engagement, and I work under Carrie.
It is our pleasure to be here. So as I was saying, one of the philosophies that we have is a one hand forward, one hand back philosophy. And that is, we want to always be improving what we're doing, and the outreach, the networking, the opportunities that we're offering, as well as, and so as a, in the alumni mindset, that means we're going to networking, we're doing those kinds of things, as well as bridging the gap back to students, who's the future. So Pidda, thank you. Yes, so we are the Office of Alumni Engagement. The next slide is a contact information for both myself and for Reggie Jones, and we want to be a resource for you guys. We want to know what you guys are doing. We follow you guys on social media. We are keeping in touch with you. But we want you to do the same for us. So the next slide is actually our social media links. and opportunities for you guys to connect with us, especially as you transition into the alumni base or the alumni group. So please keep in touch with us there. I want to encourage you guys as you launch into this new semester. So 2020 has been a thing. We all know we've got, you know, pandemic, and now we've got hurricane kind of, you know, knocking at our door here too. I just want to encourage you guys. Hawks are flexible. We are adaptable. We are agile, and we take care of ourselves and we take care of each other. And so we're going to have more opportunity to do that. And so I just encourage you guys to stay tough, stay strong, keep doing what you're doing, and don't give up, and let us help you as we are able. Just a little FYI, our alumni office for the past several years has been on that first floor of the Bayou building. So if and when you are up at campus, our office is actually moved. We're moving upstairs, just above the garden room. It's suite 2508. And if and when you guys ever want to pop in and say hi and meet us in person, I'd be happy to do that. We'll get all masked up and greet from a distance, but we do want to meet you. And to finish up, and then I'll hand it back to Hiba. But we have, as our tradition, we have a gift for you in particular. And so I would love for you to show and tell and show us what you got, the little gift that we got for you.
I'm like nervous. I'm really nervous. Okay, here's the gift. Nice. There's a little card in here. So I'll open that.
I don't know if you want to unshare so you can be on the big screen so they can see you better.
Oh, okay. Can everyone see me?
Yep.
So, the card says, "Congrats and best of luck in your role as SGA President Reggie and Carrie." Oh, let's see. Oh my god, it's my gavel! This is so nice. Has my name on it. For those of y'all who can't see, I was gonna do this, but my hand is distracting. Yeah. Oh, this is so cute. I'm so excited.
I love it.
Exciting. I feel so official now.
You are official.
Thank you so much, Miss Hill and Reggie. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate this. Very kind.
You're very welcome.
You are very welcome. So again, you guys have a great semester. We are here to support you. We want to be in connection. If you guys need anything, and so for all of you guys, if you guys need alumni and need alumni support, if you need an alumni voice, I think us having dialogue together and supporting each other now is more important than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be a part of that. So you guys have a great semester, and go to it. Let's go Hawks.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hill. So I'm going to continue sharing screen. Oh, I have this message a lot of parts of slides. Let's see. So for next thing we have on the agenda is me. And I'm gonna be talking about our special election. So if you go today on our Get Involved, you'll see that applications for our Vice President of Communication Outreach position are available right now. That application will be available and open for students to apply for the next 30 days. Once 30 days have passed, which I believe is around October 6th or 5th, we will be hosting our special elections. But I will have more details, like I will let you guys know, I'll remind y'all of the dates when elections are opening and when voting begins closer to the date. But for the next 30 days, applications are out. Go ahead and apply if you're interested. Encourage your friends to apply. This is an executive council position, so there are a few requirements, and
Our constitution is also available on Get Involved. So if you want to brush up on what your responsibilities will be and what requirements you have to meet in order to be qualified for the position, go ahead and find all that information on Get Involved. Another thing I want to talk about is the 2020 census. So for the first time, we're going to be able to fill out the census either online or by phone or by mail. Everybody is counted. Accurate enumeration is good. Undercount is bad. Your information stays personal. And this, like your census, filling out the census, it helps our government determine where they're going to allocate certain funds, and it's important data and information that they need. So I would really encourage everybody to fill the census out. I was just in a meeting last week, and Mayor Turner was there, and he was talking about how important it is that we push this out, especially to our students, so we don't get an undercount. So please go ahead and fill out the census whenever you guys get the chance to. I think the deadline was extended to October 25th, I believe, so you do have some time. Just Google 2020 census and the link will come up. Also, we have upcoming town halls. So for those of you who don't know, we have held two town halls over the summer to discuss racial injustice and social unrest. During these town halls, we had a live Q&A portion where students that attended could ask questions directly to our administrators and receive a live response. Our last most recent town hall actually had a component where the first part was questions that SGA came up with based off of common themes from the previous transcript. And then the second part was the Q&A. It's about 2 hours long, and it's very informative, and it's a great way for us to keep our administration accountable and express your concerns. So the upcoming town hall dates that we have set are September 11th, October 16th, and November 13th. These are all Fridays. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. If you can, try to move your schedule around, and at least if you can't show up, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you guys can get the notification whenever we upload it, because we do upload our town halls on there, and we also live stream it on our Instagram. But they're also, like, the previous two town halls are also on YouTube, so if you guys want to go check those out and catch up on what was missed, feel free to do that. Another thing, we still have some available Senate positions. So for the College of Science and Engineering, we have two undergraduate positions available. For College of Ed, we have two undergrad positions, two graduate positions. College of Business, we have two undergraduate positions. And Council of Orgs, we've got three undergraduate and three graduate positions. This is, again, subject to change. I'll update it again before next week. But please, applications are available on Get Involved. It's first come, first served, literally, at this point. Elections aren't necessary. You get appointed as after election season's over. So please, please go ahead and apply. We need all the help we can get. We have a few senators in the chat. If you want to say hi, that'd be nice. Or not. Okay. Well, we do have a few senators here, which makes me really happy. Next up, we have Missy Woods with an executive council report to discuss committee openings. Missy?
All right, so we have quite a few openings for committees. Currently, there is a form that you can fill out online or on our Get Involved page if you are interested in joining one of our committees. And also, we are going to be going ahead with continuing to try to update the SGA's constitution. So I'm going to be making a specific committee for that. If you are interested in that, feel free to go ahead and email either SGA or you can email myself. My email is currently on the slide. That you're interested in helping out with updating the constitution. And it's going to be about 10 to 15 students, and we'll see whenever we can meet. I'm hoping that we can go and meet weekly. My timeline is to have the constitution completely finished by the end of this semester, so we can sit on it over winter break and then submit it early spring. So that's hopefully what we can go and manage. So if you're interested in helping out with that, or if you can't be a part of the committee but still want to give feedback or things that you think should be added or changed, feel free to go ahead and send that way, because I would love everyone's perspective on this.
Okay. Before I really quickly move on to your next slide, Missy, I see a question saying, are the town hall dates available on Get Involved or on the UHCL calendar? We're going to go ahead and update our Get Involved with the town hall dates. We just wanted to go out and send the official invitation to administrators, which I'll do later today. But once we have that, we'll go ahead and put that up on Get Involved. And somebody also asked about the vice president of outreach position. We did not have somebody resign. It was just nobody would ever ran for the position. So that position has always been open. But yeah, okay. Applications are also on the chat box. Do you want to talk more about the Constitution?
Are there any specific questions? That's mainly the outline of how I would like to try and proceed with that. So just if you're interested in joining the committee, just make sure you email me so I can get in contact with you.
Okay. Next up, we've got Rani Prajapati with our housekeeping rules, our new VP of admin. Rani?
Hey, I am Rani Prajapati. I'm currently pursuing my master's in management information systems, and I am new VP admin for the HCA club, and I'm very excited to work with you all guys. And also, my duty is to get attendance to host the meetings. So if you have any questions, then you can free to email me as well as free to text me. And also there are 4 director positions available in SGA committee. First is public relations director, and this director will coordinate communications with the media. So if you have anyone interested with the media and so stuff, so you can go ahead and apply for this. I will highly encourage you to apply in all of this stuff, because this is the right time. We are in the college, so we can participate in such activities. Also, there are second is special event directors, and these directors will associate space plan, procure the decorations, and decorate for the USCL SGA's various committees. And third is treasury directors. This director shall follow and track all the activities pertaining to student government finances, including but not limited to budget. And fourth is internal affairs directors. So this director will work to assist in the education of the SGA Central Council. So this is like the audit and all that stuff. So if anyone has interested in these 4 positions, I will highly encourage you to apply in these 4 positions. Yeah.
Thank you, Ronnie. Next up, under our director reports, we have Troy Rudd talking about the UHCL Dining Services Boost mobile app. Troy? Troy, are you here? I think he's doing something. So I'm going to go ahead and move on if Troy comes back.
I can fill in for that if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Boost mobile app is something that UHCL Dining Services is using. You can download it to your phone, and it's to help with the social distancing and making ordering food from the cafe a lot easier. So you'll be able to order it right from your app like you do for any other food app that you're ordering food from, so you don't have to go up to the kiosk, pay through the app, and you can just go pick it up and you're done. Just trying to streamline the process, make it a little simpler.
Mm-hmm. And it's very beneficial for those that are living in the residence hall. Let's see. Next up, we have Stephanie Perez from The Signal to talk about recruitment. Ms. Perez, are you here? I think I saw Stephanie join. Is there anybody else from The Signal here? Oh, no, Stephanie is here.
Oh, yes, I'm here. Sorry.
You're good.
So we are currently recruiting for the Signal. So if anybody wants to join, just send us an email. We can also give you some more information about what kind of positions or articles we write. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Perez. Let's see, next up we have our open forum. Before I go to open forum really quickly, as far as student organization announcements go, if you're a student org and you're interested in speaking at our SGA meetings, go ahead and go to our website. You can Google UHCL SGA, it should be the first thing that pops up. And if you go under forums, you should find a request to speak for our SGA meetings. So you can click on that request to speak, fill it out, submit your PowerPoint to our email, which is sga@uhcl.edu, and we should have you on our agenda. Be sure to submit your request to speak in PowerPoint by Wednesday at noon prior to the SGA meeting. But anybody can come up and talk. And that applies to our departments and offices as well. So this is our open forum section of the meeting, which is, the floor is basically open to anybody. If you don't want to unmute your mic and speak up, feel free to drop a question or a concern in the chat and we can go ahead and address it. Here we go. Is there an archive of the town hall that was conducted last week on the policies and procedures of returning back to campus? That town hall was conducted by the Office of the President. So I would have to reach out to them and see if they have an archive available for that. That was not hosted by student government, but I will let you know. Patrick, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so that was conducted by the administration, so we would need to ask for that information, as we did not host that, so we don't have control over that information.
Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments or concerns? Anything about going back to school? I will say that Chief Miller sent me an update about the campus, and he said that he didn't send me an update, but he said, keep on the lookout for an update coming from UHCL about how we're going to keep campus open, if we are going to keep campus open with the weather conditions. Seems like there's always a hurricane at the beginning of school. But anyways, anything else? For anyone that didn't see it, I just got an alert from UHCL that campus is closing beginning 7:30 a.m. Wednesday. They just canceled school tomorrow. Okay, yeah. Oh, I see that now. Okay. Yeah, so it says due to Hurricane Laura, campus will be closed beginning 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday, August 26th. Expected to open back up on August 31st at 7:30 a.m. So, it's a quick update. Anything else? Going once. Going twice. And, alright. To adjourn this meeting, let me end the slideshow. So the next virtual SGA meeting will be held on September 1st, 2020. Please be present no later than 11:20 a.m. to be let into the session so we can begin promptly at 11:30 a.m. To schedule agenda time, i.e. student organization announcements, staff and university office announcements, a completed request must be submitted on the SGA website by 12 noon on Wednesday, August 26, 2020. Online forms are available on www.uhcl.edu/sga. Thank you to the Alumni Association for sponsoring today's meeting. The quote of the day is, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. And the meeting is adjourned. It is 11:55 a.m. Thank you guys so much for coming. For those of you who did not write your organization names, go ahead and do that. The organization that you're representing in the chat, so we can keep track of your attendance. You're good. I just saw this comment. Oh, I do. I have. Hold up. Meeting adjourned. So loud.